Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of August, and I'm recording at 9:17 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, soft performance generally, no upside follow through from China after yesterday's key, Hong Kong giving up most of its gains. European stock markets showed moderate losses, I should say. Wall Street was down for most of the day, but then on weak economic news, but then picked up towards the close, ending with fractionally tiny gains in the Dow and the S&P, NASDAQ down a fraction. Long-dated government bonds saw a little bit of profit taking in here today after their strong run. But the real drama occurred with the US dollar and also the commodities. The overstretched on the downside commodities extended their rallies, a number of upward dynamics, and not least in the precious metal sector, good crude oil also. And we had some sharp downward reactions in the US dollar. And for instance, the US dollar index, as I speak, is down 877 ticks. That's pulled it back to 76.08. And things like the Canadian CAD, here we've seen the greenback fall back to 104.32. So big moves here generally. I should have mentioned the euro is up to 149. That's near the high of the day as well. And every commodity except lumber, I believe, everyone that I can see at any rate on the screens, I showed gains here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Obviously, with stock markets, there's still a lot of nervousness. And the factors that had worried investors all along of the West's credit crisis and the shockwaves that sends around the globe, the perfect storm factors that I talked about before would linger for a while, that big spike in oil and food prices. And maybe this little bounce in commodities isn't going to, maybe that reassure investors who are worried about inflationary pressures. My own feeling overall is that the inflation is going to subside quite a bit. In a way, that's a statistical inevitability because we get the annualized comparison of those figures. So that will bring the rates down. But we're not getting back to cheap energy or cheap food. It'll just be less expensive, perhaps, and hopefully some of that will filter through to the forecourt and to the shops. Now, my own feeling is that central banks would quite like another deflationary scare, and I can tell from the reports and emails that I'm receiving that a lot of people are worried about deflation. And we certainly have some very powerful deflationary trends in the Western economy, economies at any rate, and that's coming from the credit crisis and the burst bubble in house prices. So those are quite powerful trends overall, but of course it's quite possible to have deflation and inflation meeting at the same time, or occurring at the same time, I should say, in various sectors. But with those inflationary pressures due to come down, at least based on that annual calculation, but with the house prices remaining weak and the credit crisis dragging on, probably almost certainly, into 2009, I would expect those deflationary concerns to increase. Now, central banks, I said, I think they would really welcome deflationary fears. And shades of 2001, 2002, when so many people were talking about a deflationary slump, and excuse me, and a number of us were saying, well, look at the money supply, we're not going to get that, we're going to get inflation. Inflation first, and indeed we did. Well, again, here we are again with the deflationary fears rising. Central banks, as they would welcome that, because what it means is that there would be far less pressure on wages, where in many countries unemployment is rising, and therefore the central banks could, sorry, I have a scratchy voice here, the central banks can ride to the rescue with a massive increase in the money supply once again. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, really to cushion this big shakeout in house prices somewhat, and also to, if the deflationary fears exist and bond yields come down a bit further, that helps the central banks to recapitalize the banking sectors through the yield curve. And long any lowering of long-term interest rates, as they would be beneficial in terms of markets where asset prices are weakening once again. So that's the background I see overall. Stock markets, though the bank shares themselves, well, fractionally steadier in here today. They remain a concern. As I've said before, they've got to rally back above those highs that we saw earlier in the month to not be a headwind for global stock markets. I think we're going to have a fairly choppy, rangy period in here. More of the same, really. And there are still risks to the downside. That has to be said. The downtrends are still in force, and the banks have lost their upward momentum. Now, in terms of the commodities, I've been talking for a while about, as is Owen, about the overstretched downtrends that we saw in many of the commodities. The sell-off had been particularly pronounced. No doubt that had encouraged some short covering. Those bears are being squeezed here right now. Equally, we talked about the U.S. dollar's rally looking quite overextended and due for a reaction. And I've also said before that during that reaction, it would tell us a lot here about the dollar's medium-term trend. And because the dollar was due for a consolidation of gains under the best of circumstances, and if it could hold above its previous trading ranges, that would technically still be positive. But if the dollar started to come back down into those trading ranges, once again, then we would have the specter of upside failures, and quite a good chance that the dollar would go down and retest its lows, or at least get bogged down in those former trading ranges for quite a lengthy period. And needless to say, that will be important for a lot of these commodity markets, not least precious metals. Now, Owen started writing about the oversold condition in precious metals last Friday and talking about it as well. And that was a good call, and we're seeing a good bounce in here. And with gold now, though, it'll get interesting, because gold bottomed, I think, right on the 750 level, and today gold's at 836, the lower side of the previous trading range from which gold broke downwards earlier this month was 850. So 850 represents some potential resistance. It'll be interesting to see how gold fares near that level. I think the dollar will be the key influence in the short term, but you know I'm skeptical about the dollar's long-term upside, And I'm also still very much a bull on the precious metals for the long term, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see gold pull back and experience some more support building. But it's a very good chance that we saw the reaction low down there at at 750. Now, the industrial metals really have put on some impressive performances in here today. Tin and aluminium, which had experienced shakeouts, they had been strong previously, but experienced shakeouts, they have rallied sharply in the last few days. Nickel, where I think it was late last week or earlier this week, Owen pointed out that nickel companies were reducing production. Well, we've seen in the past what reduced production has done for prices, and nickel has rebounded here quite strongly. But more importantly, and a bigger eyebrow raiser over here at any rate, is the strength of copper. Now that rallied back above 350 in here today, copper up nearly 14 cents at 350, 350, and that's quite an impressive move. If that gain is extended either tomorrow or next week, we will have clear evidence of a downside failure for copper, and that would open up the potential for, or increase the potential for, a retest of the high up in that $4 region. So that's looking quite interesting, and that's pretty good news overall for the mining share, which people love to talk down, and it encountered a capitulation reaction. Although it's on a year-on-year basis, it's still one of the better performers overall, and I think it will remain one of the better performers overall. Now, given the scratchy voice here, I'd better wrap up today and hope to be on song for tomorrow's audio. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.